Hello, Audio Boo. I'm back again with my answer to the February question for day 11 from Sawyer GB's list, which is, if you could change one thing about the internet, what would it be? There are basically three things which are a real pain in the neck on the internet, I think. In third place would be spam emails. They're very annoying. I think things have got better in the sense that email providers have come up with better spam filters. So I don't actually have to deal with a lot of spam anymore. But I remember in the earlier days getting it all the time, it really cluttering up my inbox. I still get lots of newsletter things that from companies which I don't particularly want, but they're not strictly spam because I have given those companies my email address. But the whole trying to sell you pills or trying to persuade you to give it their bank account details, that sort of thing, those sort of emails, as I say, you don't see them so often anymore because they've got good spam filters, but they're a really frustrating element about the internet. In second place, I would put viruses, computer viruses. They're a real absolute pain when you get one on your computer. Very hard to get rid of. But number one thing that I don't like about the internet would be the amount of pornography on it. Which is not to say that I wouldn't, that I think we should, that I'm not prudish and I wouldn't want to get rid of pornography altogether from the world, I don't think. I think it's something that's always going to be around in some form. However, it's kind of sad that the human race, you know, I can't remember exactly what the statistic is, but there is some statistic that's floated around that said at least 50% of the stuff on the internet is porn, and possibly a lot higher than 50%, maybe 70 or 80%. And probably slightly more importantly, I think, it's the fact that it can be accessed by children and teenagers. I read a women's magazine called Cosmopolitan, and they're quite, you know, they talk about sex and relationships and things like that in the magazine quite a lot. And, you know, usually in a positive manner. But this month, the January issue, I think, or no, it would probably be the February issue, but it comes out at the beginning of January. And the January issue, which came out in December, both had articles about pornography and how it was affecting people's relationships and how it was affecting particularly younger people in terms of their idea of what sex is supposed to be like. And it's basically saying that a lot of people, that teenagers can go on the internet and they're curious about sex and they look at pornography and they see so much of it that they come to expect, you know, when they actually get around to having sex themselves, they expect it to be exactly like it is in what they've seen, the movies they've seen or whatever. And of course it's not, and they also expect them, they also start comparing themselves and each other to the way people look in porn films as well. So, you know, if they think their body doesn't match up to what's shown in the movies, then they, you know, then they can feel bad about that as well, when actually, you know, they look perfectly normal. So I think this is, you know, I think that's probably a big problem. I think, you know, something needs to be done. I don't know how you would do it or what you would do, really, because you can't, you know, think about one of the great things about the internet is that anybody can put anything on it. And it can be used, it's a great source of information, and also a place where sort of political campaigns or campaigns for change and things can really take off. So in that sense, it's good that there isn't restrictions on what can be put up. But, you know, in an ideal world, I think it would be nice if any sort of pornography, say, even if it was free, that you still had to put in your credit card details or something into the website before you could access it. And that way, at least under 18s wouldn't be able to access it because they wouldn't have a credit card. And if they use somebody else's credit card, that person would be alerted to the fact if this stuff would appear somehow on their credit card statement or appear, or be, you know, the information would be given to them. So obviously if they were parents or whatever, they could talk to their children about this issue. Because I think, it's just the one thing that I think really spoils the internet, particularly for young people. And for, you know, allowing your children to you can't really allow your children to go around freely on it, for that reason. So that's the thing that I would really like to change.